This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Philip and Chen Li. Can we get an update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:19 this morning?
Yeah, still in the red. I mean, I think Bursa Malaysia is down 1.17% at 1586.11. Singapore also down 0.32% at 3325. But if you look at the value board, number one, Saint Guild Media Medical, still up 47%. At 48 cents.
And St. Guild is their IPO debut today. The IPO price is 33 cents, which they have came up to 48 cents, 49 cents. They managed to raise, I think they raised 72 million ringgit from the IPO. Market cap is about 270 million. The price or price earnings ratio is about 27 times, depending on how the price move. And what they do is they're actually a healthcare service provider with a medical center at Nexus Bangsa South. They specialize in diagnosis and treatment of gastrointestinal and liver diseases and obesity. Interesting IPO.
All right. Well, we can see that the medical, I think, healthcare services is getting a lot of attention from investors. Whether it'll sustain its pretty lofty share price from its IPO price, something to watch moving forward. And turning our attention to other sectors that maybe could be seeing some rises in share price as the economy reopens, it's been slightly more than 2 weeks since the borders of Malaysia reopened to tourists, which is, it's a timely check-in for us for the aviation sector, which had been severely impacted by the pandemic. But will the recent Ukrainian war and rising jet fuel prices delay earnings recovery? We are speaking to Xiaoyang Yin, Associate Director at Maybank Investment Banking Group, to find out what he thinks about all this. Xiaoyang, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. So Malaysia has reopened their borders with minimal SOPs for tourists. How significant are such measures in helping the listed aviation players?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on your call. Right. I wouldn't say that there are minimal SOPs for tourists right now. I mean, in our case, Malaysia, tourists still need to do a PCR test pre-departure and a professionally administered RTK test post-arrival. And on top of that, foreigners still need to buy travel insurance. So that's quite a lot of extra costs that tourists have to incur on top of the airfare. But hey, at least there's no more quarantine, and that will still go a long way for the aviation sector.
So what's your sense of the rebound then? What is the level of rebound we expect? I mean, what you're kind of implying here is that with the restrictions, we're still far from pre-pandemic. What kind of rebound are we expecting?
Right. I think we should probably expect rebound to be somewhere about 20 to 30% of pre-COVID levels. That being said, that should still be very good for the aviation industry. I think the one that would benefit the most is probably Malaysia Airports, the PSCs, or the passenger service charges that international passengers attract, are 5 to 7 times that of the domestic one. So the reopening of Malaysia's borders heavily favors Malaysia Airports.
So you think that it's better to look at airport operators like Malaysia Airports rather than, say, we play the theme of airlines directly?
Well, for us, it has a lot to do with the risk-reward profile in terms of the share price. I did mention that Malaysia Airports is a large beneficiary, but the share price is already up about 15% year-to-date. Conversely, we think the way to do this is probably the airlines. For Malaysia, if you look at Capital A and AsiaX, they are both down 8 to 11% year to date. And given that COVID cases and border restrictions are slowly falling around the world, I would play the airlines. And the other thing I would like to point out about the airlines that doesn't quite happen with the airport operators is that it's basically higher fares. I mean, most airlines have returned aircraft to lessors because of COVID. In Malaysia, that would be Malindo and AsiaX. And what that means is that fares will go up due to reduced capacity, and that will go a long way in moderating the impact of high oil prices. I mean, recently, if you just look at all the press, you know, on sky-high airfares from Peninsula Malaysia to Sabah, Sarawak, that's the effect. Not only of high oil prices, but also due to this capacity. So yeah, I mean, we are a bit more bullish on the airlines. To be sure, investing in airlines is not for the faint-hearted. But if we look overseas, you know, airports are trying again. Delta Airlines said that the March sales was the best on record. I mean, March, when the war broke out and crude oil prices was above $100 per barrel, and yet Delta Airlines was recording very good sales, and that speaks to the huge pent-up demand for air travel.
Okay, let's get a little bit granular on the point of airlines and oil prices, which you mentioned the higher ticket costs will help to offset the higher jet fuel prices. But what is the sensitivity of oil prices to airline costs, and does it vary significantly for the companies under your coverage?
Right, that's a tough question because at this point in time, it's still early in the year. We still don't know for certain how traffic will recover, how strongly it will recover. But if you look at the listed aviation players, I mean, for Malaysia airports, as an airport, they have no direct exposure to oil prices, so lucky them. For Capital A, fuel historically accounted for about 30 to 50% of cash cost. For Asia X, that would be higher. Pre-COVID, I would say that such oil prices would have been disastrous for the industry because the ability to raise fares was limited due to overcapacity. Today, I would say that the situation is a bit better as airfares are rising due to reduced capacity. The surprising thing I would say is that just recently, Malaysia Air Asia said they turned cash positive again in March. And again, March is the month when crude oil hit $100 a barrel or more. So I think that's a good sign for the industry. I mean, not so good for us in terms of consumers, but at least industry will continue to survive. But the one thing I also found surprising is that AirAsiaX, they're moving away from passengers to cargo. And what they've told us is that in their cargo contracts, that allows them to pass on higher fuel costs. So that really doesn't make sense. So overall, it should be okay.
Well, I mean, since we have you on the line, can we ask you about Astro and the impact that the amendments on the Copyright Act will have on their earnings then?
Sure. I do cover Astro as well. Astro has been plagued by content piracy, especially via TV boxes over the last several years. In that time, they have lost more than $1 billion ringgit in revenues and almost $200 million ringgit in net profit. So until last month, our copyright laws were not updated to account for streaming technology. Thus, we see TV boxes being openly sold in on e-commerce and social media platforms, the likes of Lazada, Shopee, Carousel, Facebook, that kind of thing. To be honest, it is effectively equivalent to the late 90s and early 2000s when there were, streets upon streets in Setapak, full of pirated DVD sellers. But let's be honest, content piracy will always be around, but the Copyright Amendment Act, we hope it will greatly reduce content piracy going forward. If Astro can even recover half of the net profit they lost over the last several years, it would be very happy as that translates into about 20% of earnings of last year's earnings.
So what are your top picks for the aviation and media sector?
Right. I am overweight on the aviation sector. I have bias on Malaysia Airports and Capital A with target prices of 7 ringgit and 129 ringgit respectively. We don't cover Asia X at the moment, but between the two, Malaysia Airports and Capital A, I would prefer Capital A right now. Not to say that I don't like Malaysia Airports, I still do, but it's just that I think that the risk-reward profile is a bit better with Capital A right now, given that Malaysia Airports has done very well year-to-date. On the media sector, we only cover Astro right now, so I guess that will be our top pick. We have a buy call and a target price of 1 ringgit and 36 cents.
Xiaoyang, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Xiaoyang Yin, Associate Director at Maybank Investment Banking Group, giving us his thoughts on how the aviation and media sectors could go, as the economy reopens and as different factors come into play for both.
Yeah, I think the interesting part is that with rising oil prices, he feels very confident that it can be passed on to the consumer. That, I think, is the key, right? Which is what was different from the past.
All right, stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.